Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show. Coming to you live on this Monday evening as Atlanta United took care of business on Saturday night. I was actually at the match watching all of the action. A lot of good scoring happening and a good victory for Atlanta United over DC United. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Felipe Cardenas. He is the soccer writer for The Athletic. TheAthletic.com is where you can check out all of his work, and he is on Twitter at Felipe Carr. Felipe, as always, man, appreciate the time. As that was a good victory. I was in the building. That's probably why they won, right? I mean, that's I had the magic touch.
You're gonna have to start going more often, I think, to keep the bend from becoming a place where visitors can get points. And I think that was a concern going into this game. You know, DC United is an interesting story on their own. You know, they're coached by Manchester United legend Wayne Rooney, and they've improved. I think they've surprised a lot of people this year, and so they've been dangerous at times in transition. They have a big-time goal scorer in Benteke, the former Premier League striker, and I think you saw in the first opening go, you know, even though Atlanta took the lead when DC United goalkeeper Tyler Miller just, you know, completely fumbled that situation, comes off his line and misjudges it, and there's Yakimakis to take care of it. You know, DC United comes back into the game right away, and I think that was the concern, and that continues to be a concern for Atlanta United fans. But, John, to your point, it turns out to be a big 3 points for Atlanta United. They really needed that, I think. You know, I think it's easy to say that, but the inconsistency, still lingers on this team. And getting a 3-1 victory and playing well, you know, pretty much for 65 minutes, I think is something that the team can take away and really build on.
So I want to ask you about that, where on the Yakimakis goal, where the goaltender came out so far. I don't pretend to know all the strategy of soccer, but it seems like that kind of play, you better be 100% sure you can get to the ball if you're going to come out that far and go outside the box. And it just felt like that was a real mental error. And, look, give Yakimakis credit all the world. I mean, just that was a heck of a goal and a heck of a kick to find its way in there. But it really felt like that the goaltender just made a real mental error on that play because, again, he got himself out in a no man's land and just was not able to get to it.
Yeah, Tyler Miller, the goalkeeper for DC United, has a tendency to do that, to come off his line and play like what they call a sweeper keeper. You know, the sweeper tends to be that last line of defense, not always obviously the goalkeeper, but he's the guy that's cleaning up at back there. And it is a bit of a risk. It allows your defensive line to get a little bit more forward, and it does put that onus on the goalkeeper to clean things up. And what's interesting about that play is that just a week prior, my colleague at The Athletic, Pablo Maurer, who's based in D.C., wrote a story about the goalkeeper and highlighted stats and some interesting data that shows that he does have this tendency to come off his line and the way it has pushed the DC United forward, but the risks involved. And Wayne Rooney, in that interview with Pablo Maurer, said, essentially, I'm paraphrasing, but you know, he's gonna pay for it soon. He might get chipped. And he didn't get chipped this time, to your point, John. He just completely misread the play. And I think what's interesting and what's really great about that type of situation, it looks like it's something that Tyler Miller, the goalkeeper, he made a mistake. But after the game, Yorgos Yakimakis said that they had scouted the goalkeeper. They knew he was liable, you know, to do something like that. I think Yakimakis and the Atlanta staff simply read The Athletic and got all their information there. But nonetheless, you know, that was really the reality coming and slapping DC United in the face.
You know, it felt like that game, as it went along, got a little chippy too. I mean, we saw, right, the Chicago goaltender get into a little bit of a pushing match, and you know, guys were kind of getting chippy. I mean, at times I thought the refs kind of maybe allowed a little bit too much to go on, but it did feel like that game started getting a little bit chippy between those two teams.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say there's a history. I think anytime, well, I'll correct myself there. You know, DC United and Atlanta aren't a rivalry, right? It's not like there's this history there. But every game has been close, and for a long time, even during the best years of Atlanta United, DC United always got the better of Atlanta. And so even under Tata Martino, with all those great teams and all those great players, DC United was just that thorn in the side. And perhaps that's still felt when these teams come together. But I think another way to look at it is that, and it's what I mentioned at the top of the show, is that I think teams still believe that they can get something out of Atlanta United, even at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I think, and this is just doing my own research and watching games and writing about the league and talking to people at the league, is that Atlanta United they are susceptible, even though they have strong talent and they can really attack you when they're humming and they can get goals quickly. When they're not on, they can concede. And Mercedes-Benz is still one of the best environments in Major League Soccer, but it has over the last 2 years become a place where Atlanta United is dropping a lot of points. And so for the home team in this situation to defend their turf, as they say, and not let the visitors get under their skin and try to just shake their momentum, You take what you will. I think you walk away from that as a player for Atlanta and as a fan for Atlanta United and say, okay, like we finally showed, you know, the stomach, the steel to defend a lead. And that's been a problem, is defending leads. And so a 3-1 victory over DC United, and to your point, John, it got physical. And sometimes that just happens when a team gets frustrated. And this time Atlanta United kept the cool head. And they have two players, Yakimakis and Andrew Gutman, on this week's MLS starting best 11.
Felipe Cardenas joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline, soccer writer for The Athletic. So what kind of grade or evaluation would you give Atlanta United as we're just a little bit past the halfway point of the season? How do you think this season has gone so far overall from a 35,000-point view of Atlanta United?
Wow, interesting question. You know, I think I'd put them in maybe like a B minus, because, you know, I was on your show before and we talked about, you know, what the way that the season started. They were so good at home to start.
Yep.
It really gave them a lot of points that allowed them to bank those points and stay at the top of the Eastern Conference for some time. Then they just completely fell off. They got really inconsistent. But they were those points that they earned at the beginning gave them a lot of, I think, a room for that cushion, so that when mistakes were made and losing streaks occurred, they've never been out of the playoff contention. They're still hovering in that top five in the Eastern Conference. They're clearly in contention to host a playoff game, and so I'm debating whether this is a C plus or a B minus, but certainly they're at a point where they can only improve. From here, anything that dropped them out of playoff contention would be just catastrophic, and I don't see that happening this season.
So talk to me a little bit about Thiago Almada, because that pass that he made to Gutman on that goal was a thing of beauty. And we know how good of a goal scorer he is, but when you talk about his overall ability as a player, you know, is that one of the underrated things about him? Does he do that very often? I mean, tell me a little bit about, you know, not just the goal scoring aspect of Almada, but all the other things that he does.
Yeah, that was a great pass. I mean, I actually don't. I don't know if it's underrated or underappreciated, but I think it's one of his best assets is just that the vision that he has, and having that clear vision at a high pace. You know, he really did thread the needle there, and he did it in a way that using the outside of his foot, sort of pushing the ball in between two defenders, not like your prototypical classic inside the foot pass. It was a play that he developed on his own, and just the way that he was facing, the way he was running, where the ball was positioned off his foot, that was the best way to get it to Gutman, and it was really just threading the needle there. And I think Thiago Motta, you know, some of the things that I do believe are underrated from his game are his ability to keep the ball, his ability to turn in complicated parts of the field. He can turn on defenders that are up close against, up tight on him, and really burst out of the dribble. That ability to stay strong and really shield the ball from big defenders despite his size, I think that's his most underappreciated value. But his vision and just being a playmaker, being that number 10 around the box and being dangerous like he was there, he didn't get the goal, but he got the assist. That, to me, is what they paid the money for, to be there, to be around the box, to be creating and allowing someone like Andrew Gutman, who's always flying forward at that left fullback position, getting him the ball in very dangerous spots. And so that, to me, was what – when Thiago Motta isn't scoring, that's what he should be doing, and that's why he's so dangerous. That's why he's a player that opposing teams, if you take your eye off of him or if you think you can just shut him down perhaps in midfield or sort of kick him a little bit to see if he can handle the physicality, you know, he's going to find the ball, and he loves to be playing around the opponent's box, and that was a great example.
Felipe, you know, they get a little bit of time off here as they get ready for a Wednesday match coming up, I think, the 21st, I believe. But they got the two New York teams that they match up against. And, you know, look, I mean, it's been kind of a mixed bag against New York, but this really feels like an opportunity to capitalize on what they did against, you know, DC United, where these are not two really good teams, and, you know, you have to find a way to get some points out of all this. I thought the LAFC, that was a good, you know, draw. I thought, you know, obviously Saturday night was a good win, but now you got to build on that, and it feels like that if they can just get on a little bit of a run here, that they can, you know, find their way up the standings, and they're facing some teams that maybe aren't so good.
Yeah, it's interesting with the New York teams, because NYCFC is a team that has never been afraid or intimidated by Mercedes-Benz Stadium with, mm-hmm. with their previous coaches that they've had. They've always come in and been one of those teams that has really played like man-to-man and just sort of gone at Atlanta United. They do feel like they have the talent to do that. It's not as strong a team, but it's still NYCFC still has some tricky attacking players. They're not a bad team. They've just been really inconsistent. And this is a team that gives Atlanta trouble often, whether they're playing at the Benz or playing at Yankee Stadium. So these next two games against the two New York teams, you mentioned the Red Bulls as well, you know, that is a bit of a rivalry, in my opinion. That's like an organic rivalry. That the Red Bulls and Atlanta United have never been friends, and every game is completely just unpredictable. And so, to your point, John, again, I think this next week after the international break, and you're going to have players coming back from international duty. Thiago Motta is with Atlanta. Miles Robinson is with the United States. Several other players are representing their countries. You know, they're not on vacation. Some of the top players for Atlanta are going to come in and have to get right back into it in two games that I think will prove whether the team has really gone beyond the inconsistency that they continue to show week in and week out, and these are two tricky games, in my opinion. And the Red Bulls, even though they fired their coach, they were at one point bottom of the table in the Eastern Conference. They're still hovering around that area. That's a team that when they faced Atlanta United, they just think that they can win. And so this is going to test the mentality of Atlanta United and the progress under Gonzalo Pineda, the week to week progress, really, because I think the challenge for Gonzalo Pineda, the head coach and the staff, is getting this team to play well every time they go out and play. And that's been a big issue for Pineda since he's been here.
Last question for you, Felipe. What does Messi mean coming to MLS? What does that mean for the status of the league as a whole?
I almost thought I was going to go through an interview, John, without getting asked about Lionel Messi. But there you go. There you go. It's been 2 weeks of just absolute fire for all of us here covering the sport. It's great. You know, I still can't believe it, honestly, because I always had my doubts with whether this would get done and when he would come to MLS. I think the link to Inter Miami has always been there. The link to the city of Miami has always been there. In fact, I'll be filing a story here, a big story. I was just in Miami for 3 days on the ground reporting about the impact of Lionel Messi in the city and in Major League Soccer. So look out for that. But to answer your question, it's massive. You know, I think we have to wait and see, you know, what his legacy is in this league. And I can't believe I'm saying that because I never thought Lionel Messi would have a legacy in MLS. But that's what we're going to be debating, you know, in a few years here. And in the meantime, I think you can see that there is a frenzy bubbling with his arrival. And the city of Miami, I think, is going to get a nice taste of what it's like to have truly an international star. There's a lot of celebrities in Miami, but I don't think anyone like Lionel Messi. And the club in Miami is going to be tested. MLS as a league is going to be tested as far as how they promote the league, how they take advantage of this. But certainly, John, I think it lends a lot of credibility to the growth of MLS. You know, has a lot of problems, Major League Soccer, and a lot of critiques about whether the roster rules are working or not, but they landed Lionel Messi and Inter Miami, Apple, Adidas, MLS, they all came together to make it happen. And I think it can only be celebrated, if I'm being honest.
Felipe, always appreciate the time. You can check out his work at theathletic.com. You can follow him on his Twitter page at Felipe Carr, and he joined me here on the waitfor.com hotline. Felipe, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes here tonight on the show. We'll talk again soon.
Anytime, John. Take care.
You got it. John Chuckery. We'll be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.